Hymn 51, we stand. Detroit is on your green insert. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gained him the victory. He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the
ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Grant, we implore you, Heavenly Father, that the new birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free, who are held in the old bondage under the yoke of our sin, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for Christmas Day is from the 40th chapter of Exodus. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up. So Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set up its boards, put in its bars, and raised up its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle, and put the covering of the tent on top of it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it in the ark, inserted the poles through the rings of the ark, and put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung up the veil of the covering, and partitioned off the Ark of the Testimony as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle that day, and the fire was over it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout their journey. This is the word of the Lord.
The salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations.
The epistle is from the first chapter of Hebrews. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, he will come after me, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And his fullness we have received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Hymn number 35.
Thank you.
Our sermon text is from St. John chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last night's Holy Gospel, St. Luke, presented to us the historical account of the travel of Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem and the subsequent birth of the Christ. It told of the angels' Gloria in excelsis and the shepherds' visit to the manger. It was a travel narrative and a record of action, and also even a verbatim of who said what where. That narrative is the founding document by which we know what happened. But this morning, we have St. John's Gospel. It is not an historical account, but a theological explanation of what it all means. St. John doesn't tell us, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in an inn. No, St. John says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, St. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they had all written their gospel much earlier, and now the elderly John was the last one to write his gospel. The Gnostic heresy that you needed some secret knowledge to understand things had already begun to make its inroads into the Christian churches. And St. John wishes to clarify, to set down what had previously been understood, but now was being called into question. St. Peter, too, speaks of it this way. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. St. Peter explains they will deny the Lord, the one who bought them, and they will have undermine the way of truth. Instead of salvation, their false teaching will bring swift destruction. It is a serious charge, and that is what St. John is addressing in his gospel. St. John says, in Him, that is, in Christ, was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Apart from the teaching of the Holy Scriptures and the birth of Christ, men were in darkness. Even the best of the philosophers were unable to penetrate and discover the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Some heathen taught there were many gods, while others maintained there must be one God over all the rest. Human reason was unable to stumble upon the truth of one God and yet three persons. Some philosophers thought they could please God by works righteousness or by performing certain sacrifices. Others held it was a special knowledge, a gnosis, which unlocked the door and brought salvation. But it was human reason that was unable to see that man is not saved by his bloodline or human decision. He is saved through faith in the teaching of the gospel. The gospel knowledge was that Jesus Christ had made a self-sacrifice by which the Father is satisfied, and believing man is given eternal life. St. John explains to us the reason why so many get it wrong. He says all men are born in spiritual darkness. Human reason has value. The value is in this world. It can somewhat understand the things in this world. But when it comes to spiritual things, we need the light of the Holy Scriptures and the true light, Jesus Christ. John 1:9 says that Jesus was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. And Luther correctly explains that, saying, although not all men are enlightened, nevertheless he, Jesus, is the only light by which all enlightenment comes. Thus the only way for sinful man to be brought out of darkness and to be taught by God is if you receive the teaching of the Word. If you reject the light of the gospel, you will never be enlightened. John explains in various ways how so many have determined not to be taught by Christ. So John 1:5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. What John describes sounds ridiculous. It sounds like a flashlight being brought into a dark room and then the darkness refusing to let that light shine. Crazy? But that's exactly what John is describing. And John 1:10, he was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. The creation refused to acknowledge the Creator, the one who made him. Ridiculous. It's like the pot telling the potter, I don't know you. John 1:11, he came to his own and his own did not receive him. The Old Testament Jews, they had the Holy Word. They had the prophecies about the Christ. And yet they were determined to reject him. They had the invitation, but they wouldn't come to the marriage feast. Our triune God intended that we use our human reason in order to understand the written word which presents to us the word made flesh. We need human reason to understand the nouns and the verbs and the sentence structure in order to understand God's instruction into the way of life. We need our human reason in order to hear and understand the preacher as he preaches to us the gospel message. But human reason goes astray when it judges the word as false. When it says, I don't understand heavenly things, therefore they must be false. Human reason goes astray. That's not its purpose. It can't reach that level. You might remember a few weeks back, I went to the doctor because I couldn't lift my arm but a few inches. In effect, I told him, listen, I got a problem with my arm. The doctor examined me, and a few minutes later, he tells me, no, you have a problem with your neck, specifically a pinched nerve in your neck. But my eyes could only see my arm. Now, with an X-ray or an MRI, the doctor will be able to show me a picture of that pinched nerve, the very thing my eye cannot see. Should I call the doctor a liar because my eyes can't see the pinched nerve? No, my eyes are fine. They're fine for reading and other things. They're just not designed to see the bones of my spine. That knowledge I need advanced medical equipment. So also our human reason is fine for earthly things. But when it comes to heavenly things, are you going to listen to your human nature, though it has no direct knowledge or contact with God or heaven? St. John tells us about the certain knowledge which we have, the knowledge of grace and truth. First of all, in verse 18, John discredits our human reason when he says, no one has ever seen God at any time. Your human reason doesn't know what it's talking about. It's never seen it. And then John directs our attention to the one who does know when he says, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Jesus, I tell you, is the light which is shining the way to heaven. He knows because he has seen, and he has come that he might reveal it. St. John 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and has dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. As St. Peter said earlier, when they deny the Savior is true God, having taken on human flesh, so that becoming true man as well as true God, when they deny that, they deny the Lord who bought them. But it is only this human and divine Son of God who is full of grace and truth. If you receive grace, then it must come through the Savior. If you will have the truth, then it must come through the light of the Word and the light of the Savior. St. John is intent on driving away the darkness of our sin. He shines out with the light of the Scripture upon the historical account so that we will see what God is teaching and we will know the way of truth. St. John tells us in verse 7 that God wants all to come to believe. And in verse 12, he says, the right to become children of God was given to those who believe in his name. So this morning, St. John reveals that the baby who lies in the manger is the eternally and only begotten Son of the Father. St. John's light reveals that the humanly begotten Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary was conceived without sin. He had no human father, that he might be without the darkness of sin. St. John's light reveals that the law was given by God through a mediator, and that man was Moses. But the law could only reveal our sinfulness and show us that we did not have the light of grace and truth. But it was St. John's light who reveals that the gospel has come, and it is not separate from Jesus Christ. It was not given through a mediator so that it might have a kind of separate and standalone existence. No, the gospel came, and it came in a person, the person of God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and truth are found in him and not apart from him. He is the light that is shining in the darkness. It has been revealed by the truth of the light of the Word. Those who receive him have grace and truth and eternal salvation. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Casting out away from your presence, and letting not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
Let us pray. O thou great and glorious Redeemer, who art wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, we praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, Lamb of God, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, God of God, Light of Light, very God of very God, King of kings and Lord of lords, Emmanuel, God with us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, are most high in the glory of God the Father. But chiefly at this time we adore thee for leaving the glory which thou hadst with the Father before the world began. We know thy grace, O Lord Jesus Christ, that thou was rich, yet for our sakes thou didst become poor, that we through thy poverty might be made rich. We beseech thee, by the mystery of thy holy incarnation and nativity, good Lord, deliver us. Thou who didst come that we might have life and was called Jesus, that thou mightest save thy people from their sins, be gracious unto us and save us. Grant that we, being born again and made the children of God by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit and follow the steps of thy most holy life, ever remembering that thou gavest thyself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto thyself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Let the glad tidings which we commemorate this day be made known to all people. May the root which hath sprung out of Jesse send forth branches on the right hand and on the left. And as at thy first coming thou didst send thy messengers to announce thine advent and to prepare thy way before thee, we beseech thee to grant that the ministers and stewards of thy mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready thy way, by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at thy second coming to judge the world we may be found an acceptable people in thy sight. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Sanctify us, O Lord, by the new birth of thine only begotten Son, and cleanse us from the stains of sins. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I'll receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy.
Amen. All the ends of the
the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that as the Savior of the world, born on this day, is the author of our divine generation, so he may himself also be to us the giver of immortality, who with thee and the Holy Spirit are one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen,
precious treasure, dear boy.